Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shir by Rabbi Aaron Sorcher. Meseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
We're learning Meseches Zvachim Daf Ayin Tes. We're going to start from the middle of Daf Ayin Tes, Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Amar Rabbanim Betama, Amar Rabbanim Beruba, Amar Rabbanim Bechazusa. Sometimes when you have a teruvis, it depends if it's giving taste. That's when it's not batal. Sometimes it's bereiv. It becomes batal bereiv, and sometimes bechazusa depends if you could see it. Min b'she'enei minay, if you have a min and enei minay, that's betama. Since you could discern the taste of one food and the other, so as long as you could taste it, it's not batal. Min b'minay, if it's the same min, so you can't discern the taste, beruba, so then it's batal bereiv. And hechadik chazusa, when it's something which is toluy, in Chazusa, in seeing it, b'mara, then it's b'mara. That's that Mishnah, that the dam that goes into the water, as long as you could see the dam, it's not batal. And hu adin, by the mikvah, if the yayin is in the dli, as long as you have the mara yayin, it passels the tvila. So Taisus here speaks about the discussion and many other tastes in Shas, that since Rava said that min b'minay is beruba, midarabanan, there is no din of bitl b'rayv. And those avada were talking about a teruvis of lach b'lach, a teruvis where it's a physical mixture and it's physically combined the two things. Because in a teruvis of yavesh b'yavesh, like the teruvis in the beginning of the parak, where you have three distinct pieces and it's only called a teruvis because you don't know which one's us or which one's mutter. So then there's no chilik, min b'mina, min b'sheni mina. There's no din of tama. You could have such a thing, derech marshal. Let's say you have three behemoths with different timon. And then you find that one of the behemoths had a treifa b'nei mayim, and you don't know from which behemoth it came from. Right? And let's say you can't tell anymore, even though by three behemoths, the mayim you could tell, but by even you can't tell. But one of them is treif. So they're different timing, but that's a teruvis of yavish b'yavish, and avada it's mutter, could be midarabanan. In Simon Koftes, in the Eridei, is a discussion that maybe it's also because shemi yavashle, maybe you'll cook them together, and that would make an issa deraisa, because it would be min b'she'ina minay. But al kopanim, the ikedin bitol by yavish b'yavish wouldn't be totally in tam, because there's no physical teruvis, and you can't taste the iser when you're eating the heter. But since we're discussing lach b'lach, the din by lach b'lach, even min b'minay, is not beruba. The din of min b'minay, you need shishim. Azak taisis, that's midarabana. The din that you need shishim by min b'minay is midarabana. Because gzeira tuwayne minay. Midaraisa by min b'minay, by lach b'lach, where it's a physical teruvis, if it's right, you're allowed to eat the whole thing, it's batal. Midarabana, you need shishim. So oy b'zay, Rav is discussing midaraisa, what's the din bitul midaraisa, and still he says that min b'she'enoi minoi is betama. So that's the raya's aktaisis, that the din of tam ke'ikr is daraisa. The din, there's a discussion in the Gemara Pesachim, the Gemara Nazir, it's brought in Chulin in the seventh parak, that if you could taste the iser, if you have a teruvis and you could taste the iser in the heter, there's a shaila, do you say tam ke'ikr midaraisa? But this Gemara is Rava. Rava is a Meir of Asra. We're passing like Rava. And Rava says that Mim b'minay, Amar Rabbanan b'tama, that Mim b'she'enei minay is b'tama, and Al-Karchach, it means Midaraisa, because Midarabanan, Mim b'minay is not Peruba, you need Shishim. So that's a Raya, that Tam Kikir is Deraisa. And there's a Kasha, because in Chulin, Rava said, and Daf Kof Ches, Rava himself said that Tamay v'loima Moshei, it's not the raya. The Taisa says he's being matcha them. Rabbi wanted to bring a raya. The tam kicker was the raya. Rav was saying there it's not a raya. But Rav himself also holds the tam kicker is the raya. And that's the psak of Taisa. And there's a shaila. We mentioned this in the previous year. How to learn up the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Zayin, which says that tamay uma moshay you get malchus, and tamay v'loima moshay you don't get malchus. If tamay v'loima moshay you don't get malchus, that sounds like tam kicker is there abanan? So Rabbeinu Tam learns that tamay v'leima mashay means when it's min b'minay. That when it's min b'she'ena minay, that's tamay u'ma mashay, Then you get Malkus, because Tam Kiker is the Reish, and when the Tam holds, you get Malkus and Tam Kiker. And when it's Min B'minoi, so then you don't get Malkus, because Min B'minoi, since you can't discern the Tam, you don't say Rayim. The only case you say Rayim is a case by, like, Pigel V'Nosa, Shabol, and Zebezeh. Taisus was bothered, like we mentioned the previous year, why here you say Rayim and here not. Balkapanim, that's Klo, you don't say Rayim, so Min B'minoi is the Rabbanim. And Mamele, you don't get Malkus, and by Mimbish Einemina, you get Malkus, because Tam Kiker is the Raisa. And Taisus brings down Rav Yosef Meir Linz, that he holds that by, even if it's Mimbish Einemina, and even if you say Tam Kiker is the Raisa, but you don't get Malkus and Tam Kiker, because it's an essay, you learn out Tam Kiker from Geulei Nachrim, that since the Torah says when they captured the Minyanim and they had to kasher the pats, the Torah says you have to kasher the pats. But Vaista is by a pat, it's only Tam. So Vaista is Tam Kikas the Raisa, but that's an Isser Asay. And Taisa says, not the way Ben Tam says that once the Torah made an Isser, so it'll go back to the original Isser. The Torah is just being Mechadish that you have the original Isser, but you would get Malkus. That's the discussion of this Taisa. But the Achrayim say, and mentioned this in the previous Shia, that Rashi will learn this Gemara that Mimbim Mishaena Minoi is Batama, is Tumat Tamay Uma Moshe. Rashi has a different Shan in Tamay Uma Moshe. It's not a chilik of Mimbim Minoi and Mimbim Mishaena Minoi. But the chilik is that Tam Ke Iker is the Rabbanon when you don't have the Mamashis Kayim. It gets totally dissolved, it's totally absorbed. Let's say you cook nevela with potatoes and the nevela is not there anymore. It's just the tam of the nevela into potatoes, or the nevela got totally dissolved into the potatoes. You don't have any of the mamashis kayim. Then there's a din that tam ke'ikir is the rabbanon. Mashain came when you have a teruvus, where you have the actual pieces. You have an actual combination of the meat and the potatoes, and nothing's dissolved. You're eating actual pieces of meat together with potatoes, but the potatoes are the rive. But lamaisa, you could taste the meat. So when you have min b'minay in such a case, you have nevela and shchuta mixed together. Let's say you have chopped meat. That part of it is nevela, and rov of it is shchuta. And it's all mixed together, and you're eating a burger with nevela and shchuta together. So there, midiraisa, you go basarayv. The shchuta is batal b'rayv. Nevela, I mean, it's batal b'rayv, and it's mutter to eat. Mashengen, if it's two different taimim, and you have the mamashis kayim, and you could taste the mamashis in the whole thing. So there, when you have the taste there, it's not batul. But that's not the din of tam kiker. Now you don't have to come on to tam kiker. That's tam halacha svara. That when you taste it, it's not batul. That's what the Rashi says in Daftza and Ches and Chulin. He says it from the Raivin. When you could taste it, it's not batul, because timase zui akirase, chay chay chalitam loy. When you could taste the Isser in the Heter, the Isser is not batal. But that's when the Mamashis of the Isser is Kayim. When the Mamashis of the Isser is Kayim, then it's also Midereisa if you could taste it. And that's what Rava here means. Hashenken Mimimina is Beruba. But that the din of Tam Ke'ikir is the Rabbanan, is when the Mamashis is not Kayim. That's what the Gemara means. Tamay V'loy Mamashay. So there, even if it's not batal, it's still mutter midereisa. You still have to come on to the din of tam ke'ikir in order to aser it. That was in the Rajba earlier there on Daf Tzad Neches. He asked Akasha, why do you need a pasuk of tam ke'ikir? How could tam ke'ikir be the rabbanon? We have a pasuk at tmeim l'rabbis tzirin v'roitvam. We have a pasuk that says that not only the actual nevela is aser, but let's say you have the juice of the nevela, the roitiv of the nevela, that's also aser midereisa. You learn that from a pasuk at tmeim, the rabbis see and veroid from. So every time, let's say, you have the nevela cooked with the potatoes. So they have the tam of the nevela that's coming from the roitiv of the nevela. So why isn't ourselves at tmeim, the rabbis see and veroid from? So the Rashba says, because that's only when it's be'en. When it's be'teruvis, you don't have the pasuk of at tmeim, the rabbis see and veroid from. So the pasuk of the Rashba is mashma, that you would say tam kikas the rabbanon is not because it's batal. Not because it's batal b'rayv. The etzim, you don't have the mamashis kayim. I have something which came from the nevela, the roitiv that came from the nevela, but that you need a pasuk at tmeim l'rabbis siyim v'rayvim to say it's aser. And when it's b'taruvus, you don't have it. There in Chulin, he clears his shaila. Is it als bitul b'roiv? If you don't go with tamkik, if tamkik is the rabban, is that because of bitul b'roiv? Or is that because be'etzim, when you have, you don't have the mamashis kayim, and it's b'taruvus, be'etzim it's mutter. And he brings a stiris in this. It's a big harichas. Brings other ashbis which are klar mavur, that even without the din of bitul b'roiv, thus alain, that you don't have the actual mamashes of the issa, all you have is the time of the issa, the reitiv of the issa, the issa became dissolved, and the mamashes are not kaim. If it's be'en, it's also al tzmein l'rabbisim v'reitvan. If it's b'taruvis, it's mutter, except al tzedin of tam kikir, if your whole tam kikir is the raisa. So that's the chayah. Rashi will learn the sugya. Taisus brings the raya from the sugya that tam kikir is the raisa. And Rashi will be mechalik between what he calls tamay umamashah, when the mamashis is still kayim, then it's not bottle, then it's the raisa. Mashengen, if the mamashis is not kayim anymore, it's dissolved. So then you have to call into the din of tam kikir, and Rashi's psak is that tam kikir is the rabbanan. And now let's see the sugya vaita. The Gemara says a pliga der Abelazer. Rashi explains we're not going back on Rava, we're going back on Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish had said in the previous blot that the Surim of Atlan says that Pigel Naisa v'tamei shebol and zeh b'zeh v'ochlan is bottle because the Surim of Atlan zeh zeh. So you don't have Pigel because it's bottle. The Naisa is bottle. The Tamei is bottle. The Surim of Atlan zeh zeh. So the Gemara says, "Upliga der Abelazer, damer Abelazer, k'shem she'ein mitzvus mevatlin zuazu, kachen nisurim mevatlin zuazu." Just like mitzvus are not mevatel each other, so too isurim are not mevatel each other. Man shamas le damer ein mitzvus mevatlin zuazu, and who is the one that holds that mitzvus are not mevatel each other? Hilni, the Tanya amru olav hilul azaken she'karchem avasachas va'ichlam mishum shenem al matzus emurim michlu. He said about Hillel that he would be kairach. Rashi says he was kairach the Pesach, the Matzah, and the Marah all together. Some Rishayim, the Rambam holds, it was just the Matzah and the Marah together. That's a machlokes Rishayim. If Hillel held, you have to be kairach the Pesach and the Matzah and the Marah all together, or just the Matzah and the Marah all together. But Al Kabbalim, you see from Hillel that mitzvahs are not mevatel zuazu. So first, I want to discuss what is the svarim of if Isurim are mevatel zeh or they're not mevatel zeh. What's the svarim about Isurim mevatel zeh or not? So the Chasam Sefer, it's in Yeridea, Simen Tzadik Vav, it's also in his Kedushin to Pesachim, Daf Kuvtez Vav and Aleph. He shtelsu the Ran in the Dorim Daf Nun Beis, in the sixth parak in the Dorim. We had mentioned this Ran before. And the Ran goes into the Shiloh, we have even on this blot, of Mim B'mina Le'Bata. If you know Mim B'mina Le'Bata, the Gemara says in Menachas Daf Chav Gimel, that the Machlaik is written in the Rabbanon of Mim B'mina Le'Bata, or it's Batal, Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu. They learn now from a Pasuk, it says, V'lokach Midama Par Midama Sar. It says by Yom Kippur that you have to mix the Dama Par with the Dama Sar, and do Azah from both the Dama Par and the Dama Sar on the Mizbeach Azah. So the Gemara says it's Yadua that there's going to be more Dama Par and Dama Sar. So why isn't the Dama Sar a bottle? So Yehuda learns out from this pasuk that Mim B'mina Le bottle. Since they're both Dam, Mim B'mina Le bottle. And the Rabbanu learn out from this pasuk that in Eilim Mevatlin Zeh. Since they're both supposed to be Nizrik on the Mizbech, it's not that the Eilim are Mevatl Zeh. So the Rabbanu explains the Svarim. He says, Rabbi Yehuda sees in the pasuk that kol davar shu daim lechaveri eina machlisha yumavatloi, ela mamida yumachazgoi. That if it's similar to its friend, it's not going to go and weaken it and mimavatlo it, fakaret, it's going to strengthen it and mimaimin it. Vira davar. Bittul is predicated on the fact that we have two opposing forces here in the Teruvus. And they're both trying to become the Ikka. They're both trying to say, in other words, to say Bittul, you're going to have to say, like we spoke earlier, maybe a Chakira, if the Pshat is the Miyat becomes not Chashav, it negates the Miyat, or Fakert, the Miyat turns into the Raiv. But either way, the Pshat is, that's what Chazal understood from Acher Am Mahatis, that you don't look at the Teruvus individually, you look at the Teruvus as a shame quality of the whole thing, and with Kaveya, a shame, I'll be the Raiv. The Raiv is Kaveya, the shame of the whole Teruvus. So that's only if the pshat is you have two opposing things in the teruvis. And lemaisa kein, this one saying the teruvis should be nikra al shmi, and the other one saying the teruvis is nikra al shmi, so the rav wins. Mashengin, if the two things are working together, they're not opposing each other. It's both. So it can't be batal, because there's no fight. They're both richtig. They're both the same. So that's Rabbi Yehuda holds. If it's the same min, so the pshat is, you don't say that the roiv is kaveya, the shame of the teruvis, and now the mi'id has to have the din of the roiv. Well, the mi'id is not chashiv, we don't reckon with the mi'id b'chlal. No, if they're both the same min, we don't look at it as a roiv and a mi'id. They're both the same min, they're both the same. So, adarabba, ma'midayu mechazka. And what are the rabbanan hold? The rabbanan hold, we don't go basar the min, meaning what's the physical min. We go basar the din of the min. So even though you have, let's say, nevela and shkuta together, they're both meat, so the pshat is, you'll say that the nevela is not batal because they're both meat, so it's not a shaila what this teruvis is. The teruvis is meat. They're both meat. So mela, you have to reckon with the meat because it's not batal. But I say, yeah, but this meat is usser and this meat is mutter. So the guy with the dinim, there is a chilek. This has a din that it's usser. This has a din it's mutter. So mela, we have to be kavei a shame in the teruvis if it's usser or mutter. Mashayin kain, so what they see from a lokach midama pori midama sor, is ein oilem of atlan zazat. Meaning, if they're both the same min, and they're both the same din, they're both oilem. They're both are supposed to be nizrik on the mizbeach. Now this is a par, it's a sar, it's two karbanis. But they both have the same din, they're both oilem, they're both supposed to be nizrik. That can't be batal. That's not called a fight. That's not called a teruvis that are opposing forces here. Because not only are they the same min, but they also have the same din. So a male is not shaykh bittul. Adkan Niran. Niran goes into that lefi zeh, he wants to say gavaldik pshat, a new pshat, and why davish sheishlam atirim is not bittul, because davish sheishlam atirim, we look at it like it has the same din, even though one is us and one's mutter, but even the isser is going to become mutter. So we look at it, kilo, it's the same din. But that's only when it's min b'minai. So since the min is the same, and the din also is not so different, so mela, even according to Rabbanan, it can't be batul. Even though mitzad the din, it's similar, but mitzad the min, it's different. So then it could be batul. That's the shtickle of the rat. So Chasam Sofer tells the tzuta here, and l'chayah what he means is like this. Lefi this hanacha, the Rabbi Yehuda holds there has to be difference in the etzim min. And the Rabbanan, we paskin not the way. We paskin min b'minay is batul. Bal kapanim, the dinim have to be different. If the dinim aren't different, dash state and dama par and dama sar, that ain't oilam of atlan zezeh. Biradav, it's not stamik zeris akasuv, that since they're both oil on the mizbeach, they can't be mavatl zezeh. That's not the vart. The vart of ain't oilam of atlan zezeh is that you need that the din should be different. Oh, so now the shaila is, we'd see if they're both isurim, but they're different isurim. So that's a shaila, that's the machlekes of shlokesh and rabbelazer. Rish Lakish holds that since the different Isurim, that's called a different din. This is nicer. This is Pigel. They're different Isurim. This one has an Issa nicer. This one has an Issa Pigel. That's called opposing dinim enough to be Mevatel Zezeh. Now, Shengen Rebeleza holds no. Rebeleza holds that Isurim are considered the same din. Since they're both Usser, even though this is one Issa, that's another Issa. But since they both have a shame isser, the differences in the isser is nishkenug to be chaylik shame ma'atzmai and be considered opposing forces in the teruvis and have a din bittul. Now, the Rebbe Lezer says that his raya, that any sur mevatlin zezeh, is because of the din of ein mitzvah mevatlin zuazu. And the chayla means it's the same svara. That's like we're saying, the fetus svara is very good. You know, it's just like by isurim, the chakira is. We know there have to be chilukei dinim in order to have a din bittul. They have the same din, ain't olim of atlan zezeh. The shaila is different yisurim, is that called chilukei dinim? Or do you say, no, it's the same din, they're all aser. So who are din mitzvahs? The same shaila. Do you say they're all mitzvahs? So male, they have the same din, they're all mitzvahs. Well, since they're different mitzvahs, that's called different dinim. Now, Chreinin discussed, though, if the pshat is that's a muchach tikkus svara. Now, Achrayna L'mashal have a discussion. We're going to speak about this a little bit more later in the shir. That the Torah paskins that Isurim are mevatel lezeh. He passes like Rish Lakish. So Achrayna will ask, the Rambam paskins that, like Rabbi Lazar, that by Pigel Neisah Shemol lezeh, Yechayiv, because any Isurim mevatel lezeh. So why did the Torah bring the sheet to the Rambam? So in the Tshuva Shar Ephraim, it's an early Achron, he brings down from Abudu Leib Tzuntz, and the Rambam is going Lishitasai. The Rambam passes like Hillel. The Rambam passes like Hillel, and mainly passes mitzvah sanat mevat lezuazu. So who and then, he passes the surunar mevat lezuazu. Mashayin in the Torah passes like the Rabbana, that you can't eat the matzah and the murah together, you have to eat it separately. The say we paskin that mitzvahs are mevat lezuazu. So mele who would isur mevat lezuazu? Now the crazy uplacy, this Rebbe Udalei Tzuntz apparently was the crazy uplacy's grandfather, and Benis the Irish's grandfather, and he brings down at the end of Simon Tzad Neches, he brings down this thing and he says it's very shver because the Torah doesn't paskin like the Rabbanan that mitzvahs are mevat lezuazu. He paskins that it's leit milchus, like the Gemara says at the end by Imsakim there, Nafkov desvav, hash leit milchus, loik hil v'loik rabbanan. So mainly you do both. You first eat the matzah, then eat the mar, and then eat the matzah and the mar together. It sounds like it's a suffix, how he paskin. So how could you say that the Torah paskins that he's surim of alazu azum? Because he paskins that mitzvah alazu azum, he doesn't seem to paskin mitzvah alazu azum. He seems to paskin it's a suffix. And the Chok Yankov in Simon Tafayin Hei, Sivkan Yud, he brings down a kasha from the Beisul the other way. How could the Torah paskin that he's surim? I'm about lezuazu. If by mitzvahs he has a suffix, a mitzvahs he passes a suffix. We have two tzadim. If mitzvahs I'm about lezuazu or not, then that's how we do both. We eat the matzah separate, the mar separate, then we eat it together. So Zog the Chok Yankov, another Achrayin Musa say this, that Rabbi Leza held it was the same. Rabbi Leza stelled su the din of mitzvahs of Al Zuazu to Isurim of Al Zuazu. But really, Rish Lakish holds it different. Chok Yankov says that's what it means when it says Upliga de Rish Lakish. Upliga de Rish Lakish doesn't mean that they're arguing in the Machlekes Tanon. Otherwise, not a Machlekes Rabbi Leza and Rish Lakish. It's a Machlekes Hillel and Rabbanan. And Rabbi Leza holds like Hillel that mitzvahs are not Mevat Lezuazu. So who would then Isurim are not Mevat Lezuazu? And Rish Lakish holds like the Rabbanan that mitzvahs are Mevat Lezuazu. And who would then Isurim Mevat Lezuazu? But that wouldn't be Upliga de Rish Lakish. Upliga de Rabbi Leza. It's not Upligi. That's a Machlekes Tanam. They're just arguing in the Psak. Now the Pshat is, Rish Lakish holds it's not totally Habaha. The Chasam Sofer that we said mentions, the Rishbam says the Lashon, that when it says mitzvahs ein mevat lezuazu, the Rishbam says kevin dechi adadi ninu kulu kiyam mitzvahs ninu v'lo mevat le'adadi. Since they're the same, they're all kiyam mitzvahs not mevat le'adadi. He wants to say the Rishbam is being ma'arich to explain that even if he's surim mevat lezuazu, because each iser has its own shein. Mashenke mitzvahs, you don't say that mitzvahs. We just say they're all mitzvahs. They're all kiyam mitzvahs. They're not chaylik shein la'atzmai. So the machlekes v'shlagish in Ablaz is could you shtel tzui surim to mitzvahs or not? We surim mitzvahs are two different shaylas. Now, in the Etzin Din, that Hillel was kairich the matzah and the marit together and ate them, and that's the raya that Hillel holds, that mitzvahs are not mevat lezuazu. So Tosfos asks the kashim sachim, that what's the raya that mitzvahs are not mevat lezuazu? If the Torah tells you bedavka to do it this way, so it's in tzosu bekach. Maybe it's damasle when you have two mitzvahs, it would be mevat lezuazu. But here, the matzah and the marit together is doch mitzvahsu bekach. So Tosfos there answers that fakir, that the way Tosfos learns the Gemara, his girsa, our girsa in the Gemara, is even according to Rabbanan Yitzu when they're together, because it says, Al-Matzah Merim Techlu, Balachatchili, you shouldn't do it together. And according to Hill Fakir, the mitzvah is Dafka to do it together. Al-Kabanam Lachatchila, he says, that's what they're arguing. The Pasuk Al-Matzah Merim Techlu says to eat it together according to both of them. But according to the Rabbanan, they're without the Pasuk. It would be aser, you wouldn't be yates if you ate them together. So the Pasuk's telling you, you're also allowed to eat it together. Mashenken, according to Hillel, without the Pasuk, anyway you're allowed to eat it together. So now the pasuk's telling you, if I can't, but after you should eat it together. The other terutz, make a makom laharich so much. One thing negay and was sugya. Now Taisus earlier on the afayin ches asked the gavaldik akasha. The gemara there is mavur that even Rish Lakish that holds that he surim amavatlin zezeh. That's dafka min b'mina. Min b'mina, the surim amavatlin zezeh. Because he can't discern the taste. And Rish Lakish doesn't hold the vrayin. That's the gemara earlier. On the afayin ches. Mashenke min b'she'ene mina. Nice and tam b'rayiv is the rice according to Rish Lakish. That's the gemara's maskana. If it's min b'she'ene mina, then the surim won't be mevatel zezeh. The gemara brought a raya from the Mishnah that says that you have the chitim and the iris together, and has the tam dagon, so yeitzer the chi of matzah. So the Gemara there, it's mavur, that even if you hold the surim of mavatlan zezeh, and presumably even if you hold that mitzvah of mavatlan zuazu, but that's dafka when it's min b'minai, when it's min b'she'ene minai, since you could taste the miut, so it's not batal, and you'll be yeitzer the chi of mitzvah. So what's the pshat in Ag Gemara that when you have matzah and marah together, there's a problem of mitzvahs mevat lezu azu? Lamaisik, it's min b'she'ene mina. You could taste the matzah. Why aren't you eats it? Because you could taste the matzah. So Taisus there says two terutzim. One terutz is because marah is very strong, and marah is so strong you won't be able to taste the matzah. Stam you have chitim and iris, so you could taste the chitim, but marah is very strong, and that will nullify the tam of the matzah. So, kum deis lefin this teretz, the side of mitzvahs mevat lezu azu means the same din abitul b'roiv. And the pshat is that if you have roiv mar and a meat of matzah, so the matzah is batul b'roiv, then you have a kasha. You don't say bitul b'roiv when you could taste it. But the teretz is when you have mar, which is very strong, even though it's min b'she'ene min, you won't be able to discern the taste of the matzah. The Brisker Rav in the notes, he learns Rashi also means that. Rashi says, V'l'osi tam morim avatel le'tam matzah. Why does Rashi say, V'l'osi tam morim avatel tam matzah? What's it with tam? What's it with the tam morim and the tam matzah? As the Brisker Rav, it means like Taisus. The pshat is avad, it's not the tam that's bottle. It's the mamashis, the matzah's bottle. The matzah's bottle in the Rav Mor. Not vas, but if you'd have tam matzah, so then you'd be able to yates as a tam matzah. But since you have mar, so Mele won't be able to discern the tam matzah. Now Taisus says another teretz there. Taisus says that when you eat just the kezayis matzah, so then you don't have the tam of a kezayis matzah. But if you eat a lot, then it's mutter. So it's not clear what Taisus means. If you're not going to on the chayzik of the mar, you stam. It's a regular din of min b'she'ene minay. But Taisus says that einachin ami, it's not batal. But the pshat is, if all you have it is exact kezayis, so now you don't have the full kezayis. Why not? Why don't you have a full kezayis? First of all, another thing that achreinim asked the Keren Oyer, another achreinim, that the case of the Mishnah there, that oisi isim nechitim and oiris, that it says olim yetz dechavasu pesach, who says he ate more than a kezayis? Maybe all you have is a kezayis of dagon. Mechateisa. And also, if you're gonna say that even by min b'she'enei minai, it's not considered you have a kezayis, you have to eat more than a kezayis. So Rish Lakish, it says that the pickle of the nais of a tamish she'achol and zubazu is pater, and the Gemara is a kasha. Why is it pater? It's nais and tam. Why don't you say it's only kezayis? So it's a mitzvah shver. What exactly is this teretz? What's the chilek if you have it exactly a kezayis, and then you say you don't have a kezayis, or if you have a little bit more, and has a shtims with the Gemara? The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Vav, he wants to say that it's not a second teretz b'chlal. Avad Tais is saying that the reason why you're not yetz is because of the chayzik of the meriris. But he's adding a svara that even the chayzik and the meriris is not the pshat, it's mevatel mekol v'kol. It's mevatel that you don't have a kezayis. If you eat more, you'd be yetz. But it's going together with the teretz of the chayzik and the meriris. I saw the Minchas Seilas asked a kash in him that in Menachas Daf Chav Gimel Medbeis, Taisus says, V'oid yesh lefarish. It's clear, that it's a second teretz, not just the addition to the first teretz. But the second teretz is a little shver to understand. Now, about the first teretz, Rabbi Kvega the Angilian Ashas, and the also the Karen Oyer, and the Minchas Chinuch that we mentioned, Achreinim, they ask a kasha, it doesn't stem really with Taisus and Sachim. Because the Gemara there says that now that we mentioned this Gemara, that since we don't have a klarip sack, if the loch is like Hillel, the loch is like Derabanan. So you have to eat matzah, and then you have to eat mar, and then eat the matzah and the mar together. So Teis d'Ishtalzich, if mar b'zmanah says Derabanan, the Gemara is mavur that even according to Hillel that holds that mitzvahs are not in the fat l'zuhazuh, but mar b'zmanah says Derabanan, so even according to Hillel, you're going to have to eat the matzah separately. So why does the Gemara say that you eat the matzah separately, the marah separately, and then the matzah and marah together, because we don't know the halacha is like Hillel, like the Rabbanan. Even if you hold like Hillel, you'll have to eat the matzah separately. So Taisa says, yeah, but if you hold like Hillel, you wouldn't have to eat the marah separately. Because Hillel holds that the marah and the matzah should be eaten together. So you eat the matzah separately because marah b'zmanah says the Rabbanan. And when you eat to the Rabbanan of marah, you'll eat it with matzah, because that's the Rabbanan, to eat the matzah and the marah together. Hashem, since we also might hold like the Rabbanan, so according to Rabbanan, you can't do the matzah and the marah together because the matzah is in Gansan Rishus, because you already ate to the matzah with the matzah you ate separately. And the marah is the Rabbanan, so the Rishus of matzah will be mevatel the marah of the Rabbanan. So Fregen Achreinim, Taisus had a kasha, that when it's nice and tam, you don't say bittel. And Taisus Teretz says that the marah, which is strong, is mevatel the matzah, you can't discern the taste of the matzah because of the chayzik of the mirius of the marah. So the shaila is, oy bazoy, so how come you can't eat the matzah together with the marah? Because you're telling me that the matzahs are a shus, because you already ate to the matzah, and now it'll be mevatel the marah, that's why you have to eat the matzah separately, the marah separately, and then together. But the matzah's not mevatel marah, because the matzah's not strong, and the marah will give the tam. So why not, even according to Rabbanan, you should be able to eat the matzah separately, and then the matzah and marah together. Are you going to say that the matzah that's reshus will be mevatel the marah that's the Rabbanan? But it won't be, because it's min b'shein and min it's b'nais and tam. L'chaira, Tais is there in Sachem that says that the matzah will be mevatel the marah, that's why we eat it separately, won't stim with Tais is here that says only the marah can mevatel the matzah because of the chayzik and the meriris. As I frag in the achreinim, taka abyssal shver. But there's another pshan in the Rishonim how to understand the mitzvahs of vatla zuazu. Like we said, Taisus is mashin means a pasha de bittul b'raiv. And the kasha is, it's min b'shein and minay, it should be b'nais and tam. And the teretz is, because the mar is strong, it's mevatel the tam and a matzah. Or another teretz, al kapanim won't be called the kezayis of matzah. So you don't have the din that the nais and tam will make that it's not bottle. Rabbeinu Dovin himsachem, he brings Taisus pshat, that the tam mar is mevatel the tam matzah because of the chayzik. And he brings from his Rebbe, Rav Meiri, which is the Ramban, that it doesn't mean that's mevatel the tam. He says, Aloshin, achilas matzah shi mitzvah if you betela mimenu kishayichlam davash al rishus. You're going to lose the mitzvah if you eat a davash al rishus along with it. That's what it means. His mevatel means that a mitzvah has to be eaten separately. When you eat a davash al rishus together with the mitzvah, it's a chsarin in the mitzvah. And the Maram Chalava also brings that from the Ramban. His lashon is la mishum bittel tam asila el mishum milas and mitzvah shetiknu lasas kol mitzvah fnei atzma. So milas and mitzvahs, each mitzvah has to be separately. And the Miri also, he says the lashon inyan bittel and mitzvahs zuhu azuhu la bittel tamu she'en a tam bata b'kach el shechimav a mitzvah matzach shel arif tamachar imoy elim kenu tam mitzvah shekamayse chamurim imena. The mitzvah's mevalas zuhu is not a din of bittel b'raiv. The pshat is, you have a mitzvah of matzah, the matzah has to be separate. You have a marav of another tam in the matzah, that's a chsarin. Then Emes says, there's really another tam l'chayra. It's a Rashba, in he says it derech agav, it's a shtigl, the v'tayinim, k'ayim v'ashir ma'kamacha, the Rashba in brachas dafla mechesem and aleph. The Gemara says that my matzah muvusheles, so machlekes remain of Yaisi. If matzah muvusheles he yaitza. If you cook the matzah yaitza. If Yaisi holds you not yaitza because you need tam matzah. Remeya holds you yaitza. So the Rashba says it's not the pshat that Remeya holds you don't need tam matzah. Because you see here that if you eat the matzah together with the mar, you're not yaitza. Vaisdais. You do need tam matzah. Now Remeya holds even after the bishul you have tam matzah. So you see from the Rashba, lechayr another tam. The Ramban is saying it has to be by itself. Another tam is going to shter. The Rashba is saying the word is you need tam matzah. That fits in better with the Rashi The chesaron here isn't the bittul that you don't have matzah here. Could be faket, could be the matzah is the raiv. The chesaron here is, it's a bittul in the tam matzah. You don't have tam matzah. Maybe a tam matzah's muriv doesn't have a din of tam matzah. That was just the base of Ephraim. Tshuva's base of Ephraim and Archaim Simon Hey. He says in a svara, before he gets to the Rajba, that the Gemara says he brings from a Bach. The Gemara says, Bola matzah is yotzah. The Bach has a kasha. Bola matzah is yotzah. Bola mor is lo yotzah, because you need the tam mor. Bola matzah is yotzah. So has it shtim? The Gemara Sachem Kufta Svavim and Beis says that Bola matzah is yotzah. Bola mor is lo yotzah, because you need tam mor. But Bola matzah is yotzah. And the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Ches, matzah muvishelos, you're not yotzah, because it doesn't have tam matzah. So the Bach says, you need that the matzah should have tam, but you don't have to be that you have to be tying it. As long as the matzah has tam, that's good enough. So matzah v'shelos doesn't have tam. Sorry in the shei matzah. Mashengim bola matzah. You swallow the matzah without chewing it. The matzah has tam. You weren't tying it, so that's good enough. So Zokter at the Ad Ephraim, he would think, if you eat the matzah and the morah together, and you don't have tam matzah anymore, the matzah has tam. It's just you're not tying it. He says the Rashi must have held that since you put the matzah together with the morah, that's cool that the matzah doesn't have time. It's not like by bola where betzim the matzah has time, you just weren't tying it. When you chewed it together with the morah, so that means the matzah doesn't have time. But the Yad Ephraim asks on the Rashba, and the Chayyidus is also sharing in the Ramban, that Oy Bezoi, why is it totally in the Sugi of Yisur Mevatel and Zezeh? Rabbi Elazar brings a raya, Hashem she'ein mitzvahs Mevatel Zuzu, kachen Yisur Mevatel and Zezeh. L'chayr, what's the raya? Yisurim Mevatel and Zezeh is a shayla of bittul b'roi. Shayla of achir am lahatis. Mitzvahs is not a vart of bittul b'roi v'chlal. They're making a new yisayid. Mitzvahs Mevatel and Zezeh, or according to everyone, a dvar reshus is Mevatel and Mitzvah, not a vart of bittul b'roi. The vart is, the Rabban says, because you need a mitzvah, has to be eaten separately. Al samaylas ha-mitzvah, al sachavivas ha-mitzvah, it's not called an asiyas ha-mitzvah if you're going to be married with something else. Or the Rashba's word, that's not called tam matzah, as a chesaron of tam matzah, it's like matzah muvishelis, if you have another tam mixed in. And Hill, Al-Karach doesn't hold it at your side, but two mitzvahs all upon him, the mitzvahs are not mevatel lezuzu. So what does it have to do with the surah mevatel lezuzu? That's a shayla bittul b'rayv, a shayla v'acharam lahatis. Now the emphasis is a little bit shver in Taisus also maybe, because Taisus is saying that the chesuk meriris of the mar is mevatel the tam matzah. So it sounds like it's not a vart the bitl b'rai, but in Taisus it's vemes and not shver. Because in Taisus you could say the etzim is no chesaron that you don't have the tam matzah. Like we said from the base of Ephraim, the matzah has tam, it's just you don't taste it, that's not a chesaron. Bola matzah yatzah. The chesaron is bitl b'rai. Now you have a kasha, anytime you could discern the taste is no bitl b'rai. Zagich, you can't discern the taste of matzah when you're eating it with mara, which is much stronger. But you have to come on to bittul b'rayv. Without the din of bittul b'rayv, so I'm eating the matzah. What's the difference if I can't discern the taste? I have to come on to bittul b'rayv. So that is halacha of a mitzvah mevatel lezuzu. There's no bittul b'rayv, a mitzvah and a mitzvah, like we explained. They're not calling genug and dinim to be mevatel one with the other with the rayv. But according to the Ramban, that we're not going towards bittul b'rayv, we're going to the each mitzvah has to be separate. Or like the Rashba, we're going to that's not called tam matzah. So what does it have to do with the din of Yisur Mevatel and Zezeh? So I want to answer like this. Hillel's also masking to the Yisayid that the Ramban's Yisayid that a mitzvah has to be eaten separately and it's a chesaron in the key in mitzvah if you're going to mix another tam into the mitzvah. Because Hill holds that a reshus is mevatel a mitzvah. It's just mitzvahs are not mevatel a zuazu. Or the Rashba's Yisayid. Hill's maskim to the Yisayid if you have more of reshus, or you have a dover of reshus, which is mevatel the tam matzah, sachsayin and tam matzah, it's like matzah muvishelis, you're not yetzah. So what's the pshat by a mitzvah not? Why is mitzvah same mevatel a zuazu? See, I have to say, Hill holds that that's not cool that I don't have tam matzah. That's not called a mixing another tam, because it's not negeya which mitzvah it is. If my whole mouth only has a tam of mitzvahs, so that the pshat is habach, it's not considered a mixed any other tam in. And the Rashba's a little bit more shver. because Svarta doesn't have tam matzah. Unless you say in the Rajba that the Rajah's maskim is tam matzah. But the mixture of the tam means that it's not called tam matzah, because it's matzah with something else. But mitzvah say mevala zuazu means they don't look at their two competing. They're not two competing taimim. They're both mitzvahs. So whatever tam I have a tam murkav. I have a tam which is a tzir for the two taimim, and they're both mitzvahs, so they don't compete against each other. So it's the same yisai. Lagabi Yisroel, we're discussing a din of bittul b'raif. Rish Lakish holds a Yisroel mevatel and zuazu. Even though they're both aser, but since they're two different Yisroel, they're competing. This one shies its piggle, this one shies its nicer, the raif wins. Rabbi Lazar's no. Since they're both saying aser, it's not a competition. They're both saying it's aser. Ah, this is aser. That's like oilin, that's aim of atlin zezet. That's not a competition, they're both. It's Epshel Kayim Shneim, they're both Mamidu and Mechazga like the Ran says. So that's the same Shaila by Mitzvahs Mevatel Zuazu. That's klar, everyone's maskim, when you eat matzah, you can't mix in any other time. And if you mix in another time, that'll spit the breath. Stop. When you mix in another time, that's Achsayin in the Mitzvah. Either it's Achsayin in Tam Matzah like the Rajma. Whilst the Mailas HaMitzvah has to be alone, you mix in another time, you shtar the Mitzvah, you ruin the whole thing. But the Shaila is this called another time? If you go with the Yisayin, that each mitzvah is a separate veld, like each is a separate veld, so yeah, it's another time. Either both mitzvahs, so what? But you don't have this mitzvah, you don't have that mitzvah. They're competing against each other, so you have neither. But Shengen, the Yisayin, the mitzvah of Allah, Zuazuz, you don't say that. There's a mitzvah, that's a mitzvah. They're not competing, Mechlal, so it's not trying to have another time. It's one time of a mitzvah. A time, hurry from Shnei mitzvahs. Just like if I would have a matzah from Chitim and a matzah from Serim, assuming Chitim and Serim are two different taimim, it's not a chasarin, they're both tam matzah. So who would then if I have matzah more, it's not a chasarin, they're both mitzvahs, they're both tam mitzvah. But it's the same shayla, the mitzvahs of Vat Lazu Azu, whether it's a vart of bittul b'raiv or a vart of bittul taimim like the Ramban. Now, in the Ikka Sugya of Yisur Mevatlin Zeh Zeh, the Torah, at the end of Simon Tzadiches brings a psak from the Rosh and is passing this way in the Shulchan Aruch there, Simon Tzadiches at the end. And it's a good Yerideya riddle. Where would you have a case where you could have something which is osa to eat, even osa mean the raisa to eat, and then a gezayis of nevela falls into it, and now because the gezayis of nevela fell into it, now it becomes mutter to eat. Even mutter mi derabanan. The answer is, the Torah at the end of Simon Tzadiches says, that if you have 59 gezayis of potatoes, and one gezayis of chaylev, one gezayis of dam, it's mutter to eat. In other words, if all you have is 59 gezayis of potatoes and one gezayis of chaylev, it's also mi deraisa to eat if you're tam kikah deraisa. And who would then, if you have 59 kazayas of potatoes and one kazayas of dam? But if you have both, then it's mutter. Dashtet in the tur. Of course, in the Tshuva Sirash, also the Issa Vehetta says it. And then the tur brings the halacha of Agamara that Isurim of Atlan Zezeh. And like three Isurim, let's say, Pigal, Nicer, and Tomei, that Abol and Zebezeh, you would put it from Malkus because you can't get Malkus in any of the three Isurim of Atlan Zezeh. So the Beis Yosef says, on the second din of the tur, that really the tur shouldn't mean this, because the tur is only negate halacha l'maisa. And pigel neiser and tamei, it's anyway us to eat. It's a shayla if you get malchus or not. And malchus is not negate for the tur to bring. He says, einachinami. But the reason why the tur brought it is because this din of Isurim of Atlan Zezeh is the makar of this din, that if you have 59 zeisim of heter, and one zeis of one is of chaylev, and one zeis of another is of dam, it's bottle that comes from the din of Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh. Thus state in the Beis Yosef. And then, as Azayel Lechur state in the Tshuva Sirash, the Tshuva Sirash was asked this Shaila, the 59 Zaysim of Heter, and one Zayis of one Isser, one Zayis of another Isser. What's the din? He says it's bottle. And he brings the din of Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh. He brings Rish Lakish. Now, a lot of the Chreinim are bothered with the Torah. Because the Rambam paskins that Yisurim and Amavat and Lezezet. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Lazar. Why is the Torah paskin like Rish Lakish The Rambam passes like Rabbi Lazar. The Nesurim and Rambam Vatel says it. As I stated in the Rambam, Per Yuches, Hilch Tzulim Mekdashim Malach HaChof. The Pigal Eis of Atam Meshavolim says that you get Malkus. Because any Nesurim of Atlan says it. So the crazy two place he wants to say that the Rambam is saying it because he holds a Shah Safak Shema Asra. The Gemara said that Rish Lakish is only filled with Shah Safak Lay Shema Asra. We discussed this in the previous Shia. Well, the Rambam holds that you say Rayin. The Gemara says the Machleik is Tanom if you say Rayin. And Rish Lakish goes like the Tani, you don't say Rayin, but the Tani of Mishnah holds you do say Rayin. That's telling the Shail of Rayin. And the Rambam passes you say Rayin. But the Chavis Das is bothered because the Rambam says Mefurish that the reason is because the Surah Manat Mavatlan says that. How could you say the Rambam means? That's the Surah Safak Shema Surah. Or else you don't say Rayin. Kipshutai, it's a machleik, it's the Rambam in the Torah. The Rambam seems to paskin that any Surah Mavatlan says that. The Torah paskins the Surah Mavatlan says that. And the Shail is, why doesn't he bring the Shittas HaRambam? The Torah usually doesn't argue on the Rambam without mentioning the Shittas HaRambam. A lot of Achrayim speak about it. The Shair Ephraim, the Tshuva Shair Ephraim, early Tshuva is the Tshuva Zavei, the Seger Shuni. The Tshuva Shair Ephraim brings that it's totally in the Shaila if mitzvahs mevatla zuazu. The Rambam paskins, like Hillel, the mitzvahs are not mevatla zuazu, so who within the old Yisurim are not mevatla zuazu? Hashengen, the third paskins, like the Rabbana, the mitzvahs are mevatla zuazu. So that's why he paskins the Yisurim mevatla zuazu. But the Chavis, the crazy place he asks on that, Shai Ephraim bring this from Yehuda Leib Tzins, who seems to be the grandfather of the Imai of the crazy place. The crazy place he brings, I asks on that, the Torah doesn't paskin that mitzvahs are mevat lezuzu, the Torah paskins it's a suffix. The Torah paskins it's late mehilchas of Einhul and Lerabanan. So why is he being seisim that Yisurim are mevat lezuzu? So that's why the place he says that maybe the Rambam also holds the Yisurim of Atlan Zuazu. He only holds that way else as Shara Safik, like we said, as Shara Safik Shema Asra. But the Chavis Das argues on that. He says the Rambam says Mefurish thoughts Yisurim of Atlan Zuazu. Now the Avodah is a Gashuni, and Simon Laman, he says, a lot of Achrayim go this way, that the din of Yisurim of Atlan Zeh is not Negei Alocha Lamais at all. It's only Negei Amalkis. So the Torah doesn't have to be Marich about it. The Torah doesn't have to be Meirich to say all the shittas about Yisurim of Atlan Zezah, because Mamish not Negei Lalocha Lameisa. So why did the Torah say it all together? So like the Beis Yosef said, because the Torah really wanted to explain the din of when you have 59 Kazayisim of Heter, and one Kazayis of Chelev, and one Kazayis of Dam. And that's Negei Lalocha Lameisa. So I was Zayfakert. If so, so Avada. The Torah would have to say the Rambam argues on the halacha of 59 kazayis of chelav, one kazayis of dam, because the Rambam holds any sum of atlan zezeh. So in that case also, the chelav won't help the heter to mevatel the dam, and the dam won't help the heter to mevatel the chelav, and it will be aser. So zogta vaydis a gashuni, and kama other achrenim go this way, that even if you hold the any sum of atlan zezeh, like the Rambam, that din, that when you have two Isurim, that two different Shemus and two different Taimim, they don't Aser in the Mitztarif Adarab to him onto each other. That din, even the Rambam holds away. Even if you hold any Isurim of Atlan Zezeh, it's still Mutter. And the reason is, because you don't have the Tam. You don't have the Tam. You have no Tam Chelev, because you have 60 Kenega the Tam Chelev. You have no Tam Dam, because you have 60 Kneg of the Tam Dam. There is no Tam. If there is no Tam, you can't Aser. Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh is my Mimba Minoy, where the Pshat is, you need a Din of Vittel B'Rayv, and you don't have Rayv Heter. You have Pigal Neisser and Tomei. So then you have a Shail of Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh. But when you have Rayv Heter, now the Pshat is Mimba Shein Minoy, and the Aser is B'Neis and Tam, so Yaman of Shech, if you could taste the chelv, you don't have 60 keneged the chelv, so it's not aser. Elamai, you have 59 heter and one dam keneged the chelv, and 59 heter and one chelv keneged the dam, so you can't taste the chelv, you can't taste the dam, so it's not, but there's nothing to do with the Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh. That's a sheet of Kama Achreinim, that the din of Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh is mamish not negeil alocha. It's only negeil legabe malchus. And the case of the tur, we have 59 kazayisim of heter, one kazayis of chelev, and one kazayis of dam, that's mutter l'kul yama, because you have no chelev and you have no dam. So the shayla is a little bit, the Tshuvas HaRash, which is the Makar of the Din, does bring Rish Lakish. The Tshuvas HaRash Enichanam, he says that Svar, that the reason why it's Mut is because you don't have Chaylev and you don't have Dam, but then he brings Rish Lakish. That says that Pikol Naisav Atamish Shabal and Zeb is either all Mutter, because Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh. So you see, Lachari does have a Shaykhist to Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh. But the Chassam Shaif is one, it's in Tshuvas Yeridei Simon Tzadik Vav, he says it with a clarkat, he says Geshmak, and other Achreinim are also going this way. And the Rosh wasn't saying it Bedafka. The Chassam Shaif says like this, it's very Geshmak how he's learning up the Rosh. The Rosh was asked this case, you have 29 Kazaisim of Heter with a Kazais of Chelev, and 30 Zaisim of Heter with a Kazais of Dam, and the whole thing got mixed up. The Rosh was asked, did you say it was Mutter? He says, yes, I did. Because now you have 59 Kazaisim of Heter, and one Kazais of Chelev, and one Kazais of Dam, so you have 60 Kazaisim connected to Chelev, 60 connected to Dam, you don't have either Tam. He says like this, he says it's Mutter because Iboyis Eim is Svara, Iboyis Eim is Masnisen. Similar to the Gemara's Lashon, Iboyis Eim is Svara, Iboyis Eim is Kra. Iboyis Eim is Svara, you don't have either Tam. So how could it be Aser? And Rish Lakish says, Pigal Naisav Atamish Shabalan Zebazeh, it is, you don't get Mal because it's Mutter. He brings a sugyan of Eidazar Daf Samach Vav with two types of Tavlinim for two types of Shemais with the same Yisait. So Freidich Sam Seifer, why is Rish Lakish put into the Ibai Yisayim Esvara? Rish Lakish is Doch Masnitzin. Why is that in the Ibai Yisayim Esvara? He says Ibai Yisayim Esvara because you don't have either Tam and you have Rish Lakish. Ibai Yisayim Masnitzin, I have a sugyan of Eidazar which I could show you in that sugyan that is Mutter. So why is Rish Lakish in his Ibai Yisayim Esvara? Zagduk Sam Seif Avaisis Rish Lakish was only just to tell you, as though you'll have it very hard to believe, that when there's extra chaylev, that's what will make it mutter. As though you just have chaylev and 59 heter, it's aser, and now you put in dam, and that makes it mutter. Sounds like a modna zach. So he brings you Rish Lakish. No, Rish Lakish says it already. Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh. Now the Shaila of Rish Lakish, Narbalas, is another Shaila. The Shaila is Legabe Mim Beminai, Legabe Raiv. The whole Shaila like we discussed before. Do you say that Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh? But that's nothing to do with this. This is Pasha that it's Mutter. Because you don't have a Tam Chelv, you don't have a Tam Dam. You're just bringing Rish Lakish in to show you that don't think it's such a strange Musig that something Usher can make something else, can make another Issa Mutter. But come Achreinim go with this gang. Now the Shaila is Lefi Zeh, what if you have the same Issa? What if you have the same Issa with two different Tainim? Lamashal, let's say you have a Nevela, let's say you have one Kazayis from chicken, and one Kazayis from beef. And they're both Nevela. It's one Issa, it's an Issa Nevela. One Kazayis chicken, one Kazayis meat. They have different Tainim. Or you have liver, and you have tongue. Let's say they have different timing. So you have the same Issa, the Issa Nevela, but you have two different Gezeisim with two different timing. So if we're going to say with the Svar, it's nothing to do with the Surim of Atlan Zeh Zeh. Stam. You don't have this time, you don't have that time. See here also. I can't taste the chicken, I can't taste the beef. I can't taste the liver, I can't taste the tongue. So Mele should also be Mutter. The Emes is the Achreinim in Simen Chav Zayin in Hilchas Shechita. Because there is a discussion, because the Paiskim have a discussion, if you have the Veshet has a hole in it, is that Nevela, is that Trefa? What's it then if the Veshet has a hole in it? Is that Nevela, is that Trefa? Is that the Pshat, it's a Trefa? Or no, the Shkita B'chal doesn't work if the Veshet has a hole in it. So the Shal is, my nephew, mean if it's Nevela, Trefa, Vishleim, in the Gemara's time, was Negei, Legabe, Tumah. But in our time, what's the difference? They're both Asim, they're Isa, they're both alive. So the Bach says, it's Negeia. If you have one kezayis from a nekuvas haveshet, and one kezayis from a trefa, or one kezayis from a nevela, and 59 kezayis from a heter, so if it's the same iser, so then it's aser. But if it's a different iser, then it's mutter. So the drisha is bothered on the bach. He says, what do you mean if it has the same time? He says, the only heter is because it's different timing. You can't taste chelev, you can't taste dam. But if you have two pieces of meat with the same time, avadar halacha would be, even though they're two different Isurim, one's Nevela, one's Trefa, but since they have the same Tam, so you have the Tam Isur in the Heter, Avad Ta'inetet Allah will be the Yasser. So what does the Bach mean? So the Bach explains in the Tvur Shar, talks about it, it's in Simon Lamed Gimel. I say at the end, that the pshat is no, we're talking about it's two different timim. But even if it's two different timim, these achrayim and emingon, that if it's the same issur, that both nevel would be aser. So what's the pshat? Why is it that way? If we're saying that even if the holy surim are not mevatel zeh, it's not mutter, because I don't have the time of this issur, and I don't have the time of that issur. So even the same issur should be mutter. And that is the Chazinish in Simon Chafes of Kanzayin. He's talking about it. He also said, Avad in that case also should be mutter. He says, Tamam Nelam. That's nothing to do with the surim of Atlan Zezeh, even if it's the same issur. You don't have this taste, you don't have that taste. And Lamaisa, the Prima Godim, in the Psicha, the Chela Gimel Perikei, the end of the Maskel Vereisi, and the Ad Yehuda in the Pirish HaKatzis, Sifkat Mem Gimel, they both say Mefurish, it's the Rabbanan. So this is the first gang that we're having in the Achreinim, and this din of the Tur, that if you have 59 Kizayisim of Heter, and one Kizayis of Isser from one time, and one Kizayis of Isser from another time, the reason why it's Mutter is simply because you don't have the time, you don't have this time, and you don't have that time. You don't have the time Chelev, you don't have the time Dam. And it has nothing to do with any Surim of Atlan Zezeh. It's a little bit schwer why the Tshuva Sirosh brought it in. But the Teretz is, like the Chassam Sefer says, he brought it in the Bayi same as Sawyer side. He just brought it this, to Imam Shech Lishtoyer a little bit, that you see that an Isser could help to be Mevatel. But the time of the Bittel is because there is no time. That's the site of the Bittel. And that would work even if it's Mamish the same Isser. And if it's the same Isser, it's Mavura that it's Asser, even with different timing. That's me there, Rabbanan. And Abad Dei HaShulchan, Eifenayt, and Simen Sayed and Ches, and the Biurim, he's like a little bothered, you can't make up an Isser der Rabbanan. If in Svar it's not Asser, Simehecha Teset is an Isser der Rabbanan. Where does Isser der Rabbanan come from? He's Mayrech Epistle, the Sugin of Eidazar Samachvav, the one that the Rosh brought, about the different types of tavlinim that fell in. This is one mahalach in the achreinim, that the Torah's din, that one kizayis, that 59 kizayisim of hetu, with one kizayis of chelev, one kizayis of dam, that's even if we paskin any surim of atlan zezeh, and even if it's the same iser. But the reason why it's mutter is because you don't have the time of this and you don't have the time of that. If the two isurim would have the same time, it would be also midir isa. Because I taste it. I taste meat. Even if it's two different isurim. But if they have different time, and I can't taste either time. If I can't taste either time, so it's mutter. And why if it's the same isur, it's also that's midir abanan. And why did Achreinim bring in the din of any isurim of Atlan Zezeh? It's live dafka. It's just Mikol Shken. It's just showing this musik that the Surim of Atlan Zezeh. But there's another mahalach in the Achreinim in the sugya that really it is tali in the din of Surim of Atlan Zezeh. And the pashtus of the Beis Yosef is mashma that way because the Beis Yosef, when he asked the kasha on the tur, why did the tur bring the halacha of pikul neisiv atamei shabal and zezeh pater? It's anyway pater avalaser. It's anyway aser. So my nafkimini to bring halacha, it's only negel in Yamalkus. He says he brought it because that's the makar of the halacha. When you have the 59 zaysim of hetter, one zayis kazayis, one zayis kazayis of chela, one kazayis of dam, the makar to the halacha is the din of yisurim of atlan zezeh. So you do have to come on to the din of yisurim of atlan zezeh. That's the mashmoyis of the Beis Yosef. And the dogel mevav of them is an asak kasha in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, how could the Shulchan Aruch say it's mutter? The Rambam holds it's aser. The Rambam holds ain't Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh. The Rambam holds it's Aser. Vaisis the Dogel Mevava holds it is telling din of Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh. But what do we do with this Svara that the Achreinim and Emingon? What do you mean? What's the Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh? The Isser is only when you could taste it. When you have Shishim Kenegedi, you can't taste it. So you can't taste the Chelev, you can't taste the Dam. So you can't taste anything. So why does it have to come on to Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh? So there's two shtiklach of Reb Chaim on this inyan, and I think they're saying it a little differently. Azay dachsech. I think there's a big nekuda of a chilik between the two shtiklach of Reb Chaim, and I'll explain. One shtikl is in Hilchas Machalos Asuris, Perik Yedalad, Halacha Vav. Then he brings the lashon of the Issa Vehetu, which the Prima Gadim brought, near the Psicha Tataruvis, in Chela Gimel Perik Hay. But the Issa Vehetu says this lashon, Basav Vizayis, Zayis basav is zayis cholov, with chamishim v'teisha shel heter. What if you have 59 zayisim of potatoes, one zayis of kosher meat, and one zayis of milk. So that, if they weren't mitzarev beforehand, and they weren't aser before, they don't become aser. Mashayin kain, if you cook them beforehand, and then you put them in, then it asers. So, effective chayim, what's the difference? Even if you cooked it beforehand, but what about this svara? He said, meat and milk taste differently, right? So if I have a kazayis of basar, kazayis of chalav that were cooked together, fine. But I can't taste the basar, I can't taste the chalav. So why isn't it mutter? So Reb Chaim Pashit, and this shtick of Reb Chaim in Ilchos Klal Sturis, the Beis Ephraim says, come out the same thing. Like the Beis Ephraim says, if you have 59 kazayisim of water, and you mix in one kazayis of chalav and one kazayis of dab, it's going to taste exactly like water? Of course not. You have two kazayisim of something other than the water, right? So of course you'll be able to taste it. Reb Chaim says, if you mix 60 different kazayisim for 60 different time together, it doesn't taste like anything? 61 different ones. So each one is batul b'shishim. So you're not going to taste anything? You're going to taste the taste, which is a mixture of the 60 taimim. So Reb Chaim, it doesn't matter that I can't taste the basar or the chalav, but I can taste the mixture of the basar and chalav. The mixture of the basar and chalav, that is the yisr. So the Prima Gadim also says, mamish this svara by basar b'chalav. But Reb Chaim wants to extend the svara in the Beis Ephraim also to any time it's the same isser, or any time, even if it's two different isurim, but then it's surif l'inyan malchus. See, you can't tell me I can't taste this time, I can't taste that time. But there's a tam uriv from both of them which I can taste. So lamashal, in the case we said before, I have 59 kazayisim of potatoes, I have a kazayis of nevela that's liver, and a kazayis of nevela that's tongue. Or a kazayis of chicken, a kazayis of meat. But they're both nevela. So they together would make a combination tam. You can't taste the tongue, you can't taste the liver, but you can taste that combination tongue and liver. Well, I said, there is a taste here which I could taste. It's a combination of these two taimim, but I could taste it. So if that itself is one iser, or the pshat is, it's a iser which is mitzuruf linyan malchus, Dr. B'chaim, avada that would ask me the raisa. So he's arguing on the Prima Gadim and the Adhuda that says it's only asa me the rabbana. He says, avada that would ask me the raisa because you could taste it. And that's how the base of Ephraim goes also. So the other Achrayim, the Prima Gadim, the Ad Yehuda, the Chavis Das, the Chazinish, others, they say no. If I can't taste this tam and I can't taste that tam, you don't, even if it's the same Isser, you don't say I could taste the Ma'uriv tam. The Prima Gadim says, Dafka Basa B'cholav, the third discussed Lahegi, this tam called Basa B'cholav. So then you say I could taste this tam of Basa B'cholav together. Now Shenkein, the Torah never asked a tam of two different types of Nevela. Memela, there's no such tam. So I can't taste this tam, I can't taste that tam, it's mutter. So Reb Chaim, no, but I could taste them. I could taste the combination taimim that's there between the two of them. I could taste the tam, or if he calls it, that also would ask me the raisa. But here, in this place of Reb Chaim, he doesn't mention anything about bittel. It sounds like fakert. It sounds like Reb Chaim holds you need a tziruf. Lefi this svar of Reb Chaim in the base of Ephraim, if it's the same iser, or the Isser is Mitzurif Linyan Malchus, so then it's Asami Deraisa. Even though it's two different taimim, but it's Asami Deraisa, because I could taste the Tam Uriv, and it's the same Isser, or the Isser is Mitzurif Linyan Malchus. But if it's two different Isurim, and they're not Mitzurif Linyan Malchus, so then I can't taste this Isser, I can't taste that Isser. I could taste the combination of the two taimim, but what's the combination? The combination is not this Isser, it's not that Isser. So do I taste this Isser? No. Do I taste that Isser? Also no. So let's say chaylev and dam are not mitzuruf linyan malchus. I don't taste chaylev, I don't taste dam. Even if I could taste the tam uriv of chaylev and dam, but that's not an Isser. There's no Isser of the tam uriv of chaylev and dam. It's two different Isurim, and each Isser I can't taste. So mel, that would be mutter. So I would think according to this Hezb of Reb Chaim, even if you hold like the Rambam, that any Surim of Atlan says, but as long as the two Isurim aren't Mitzurif together, they wouldn't Aser the 59 Kazesim of Heter. But there's another similar Chaim in Ilchas Chumas. Perik Yigimel Alachates. There he says, that the only way you wouldn't be able to say tam ke'ikr on a tam that's here, if l'maisi you could taste the tam ha'ma'uriv that he calls, is ayidei bittul. And he brings it from the Tshuvas Harash. The Tshuvas Harash that says that when you have 59 kezaisim of heter, and one kezais of chelv and one kezais of dam, and I could taste the tam ha'uriv of the chelv and the dam, the only way that won't answer is if there's a din of bittul. Without the din of bittul, the baldak could taste the tam of the ma'uriv of the two isurim, it's going to answer. And I have to come on to the din of bittul, and that's why I have to come on to isurim of atlan zezeh. Because that's my half-tam isur here. Part of it's chaylev, part of it's dam, but together it's a tam isur. So if it wouldn't be for the halacha of bittul of isurim of atlan zezeh, then it would answer. And that's taka the das of the doglam revavam, that taka argues on the din of Shulchan Aruch. He says, according to the Rambam, that any surim of atlan zezeh, so 59 kezaisim of heter, one kezaisim of chelev, one kezaisim of dam, would taka be aser. Because since the chelev can't be mevatel the dam can't be mevatel the chelev, you don't have bittul, so I have a tam ma'uriv of the two isurim, and it would aser. Now, Reb Chaim is bothered by Akasha, so even if you hold the surim of atlan zezeh, that's only b'negei of the malchus. But b'negei of the isur, you don't say isurim of atlan zezeh. So the Rebbe says, there is a shmuz about that in the Achreinim. Not all the Achreinim hold like this, Reb Chaim. Since you said the Zach, the Torah brings the case, we have three different isurim, and you don't get malchus on any one of them because isurim of atlan zezeh. That's the case of Rish Lakish. So the Beis Yosef says about that case, that the Torah really shouldn't have brought it, because Avad, it's Asir anyway, it's Asir Midiraisa. It's only a Ptur Malkus. The Torah only brought it to tell you the din of the 59 Kazaisim of Heta, one Kazais of Chelev, one Kazais of Dam, which comes from the din of Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh, like we explained. But the Chaviz Das, at the end of Simon Sadduches, he says the Torah is an Iznagel Achalamaisa. If you would have, he says, one Kazais of Chelev, one Kazais of Dam, and one Kazais of Heter, I mean, chelv and dam could be not, but let's say mim b'minoi. You have two kazais, one kazais of nevela, one kazais of trefa, and one kazais of heter. The chavis das holds is takamutami deraisa to eat. It's asim derabonim, because stam by bittul, even by bittul of yavish b'yavish, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you can't eat all of them b'vas achas. So here also, it's like eating all of them b'vas achas, because you're eating the isir. But mi deraisa, which shows that mi deraisa, you could eat all of them b'vas achas. We spoke about this in previous shurim. It'll be batal. Even though Rav is Isser, but since you don't have Nevela, it's a Miyat that's Nevela, you don't have Trefa, it's a Miyat that's Trefa, so as Zayvi, you can't get Malkus on Nevela because Yisur Mevatlan Zezeh, who then the Isser Nevela's Paka? The Chavis Das says, what's the difference to Isser? What's the difference to Isser? What's the difference to Malkus? That's all the Chavis Das. So, the Achiezer, Yeridei and Simeon, he's bothered because then why didn't the Chavis Das say the regular case for all three are Usser? Why do we have to say that one's one Isser, one's one Isser, and one's Mutter? It sounds like the Chavis Das holds and when all three are Usser, then it's Taka Usser. But if you're going to say that once the Malkus is off, the Isser's off, because what's the difference to Isser, what's the difference to Malkus? So why wouldn't it apply when all three are Usser? So, the Achiezer in Simeon and the Reb Chaim here in Ilchus Trumas, and the Chazinish, they all neman, and this is the Pasha of the Beis Yosef, that Avada, Isurim of Atlan Zezeh is only Lagabi the Malkus, not Lagabi the Isser. And what's Taka the Chilik? How do we answer the Chaviz Das? That he says, if you can't get Malkus al Spigel, so what do you mean it's Usser al Spigel? So the Chayyid is Svarez, and the Chayyid is Eishtet and Achiezer. When you're handling Bittul Beroyev, if you want to give a Malkus al Spigel, so the Shein Pigel it can't have, because Rav it's not Pigel, and Yisurim of Atlan Zezeh, so the Shein Pigel is Pakal, it's Bittul B'Rav. But you want it to be Mutter, if Vinishvi, everything in this Teruvis, or even if Rav of the Teruvis, is Asa Midar Aisa, so it can't be Mutter. The Teruvis is all Aser. You want to give him Malkus Al Pigel, it's not enough that Teruvis should be Aser. It has to have an Issa Pigel. Rav doesn't have an Issa Pigel, so the Issa Pigel is Bittul B'Rav. When you want to eat it, you want it to be mutter. So what are you going to say? It's not pigle because pigle is batel b'rayv. It's not nicer because nice is batel b'rayv. It's not tummy because tummy is batel b'rayv. Good. That's when he gave the ik a shame pigle. The ik a shame nice, ik a shame tummy. That you don't have, it's batel b'rayv. But the isser, they're all isser. So Mamela, how could it be mutter? You can't say roiv this teruvus is not aser, it's all aser. So the issa is going to blive, it's going to be aser midiraisa. You're not going to be able to say there's an issa pigle here, because that's multiple roiv, or an issa naisa, or an issa tame. But you can't say there's no issa bechlal. There's no bit of roiv on the issa. So the shayla is like this. When you have one kazayis of chel, one kazayis of dam, and 59 kazayis of heter. If you're going to tell me you have to come on to bittel, because without bittel, the tam uruv of chelev and dam is going to ask the teruvis, the bittel is only on the issa chelev. The bittel is only on the issa dam. But if bittel means that you can't give a malchus al chelev, you can't give a malchus al dam, but it's still asa mi der isa, so minigei issa, it's not bittel. So what's it going to help to say yisur mevatlam zazeh? That's only minigei the malchus. But minigei the issa, it's still asa mi der isa. So no one knows Yisur Mevatlin Zezeh Ben Gei the Yisur. So Vaita, if you have to come on to Bittel to say that the Tam Uruv of Chelev and Dam doesn't ask it to Ruvis, there is no Bittel. The Bittel is only Legabi the Malkus, not Legabi the Yisur. Das Fekt Reb Chaim. Even Reb Chaim, there really is Bittel. Because Yisur Mevatlin Zezeh. The reason why it's only Legabi Malkus, not Legabi the Yisur is... because Vinishvi, you can't say that there's no Yisur here because Reif is Asur. If Reiv is Aser, or it's all Aser, you can't say there's no Iser. It's not the Pshat that there's no Bittel. The Pshat is Legabi Iser, there's no Metzias of Bittel. Not that it's Pakim and a Shame Bittel, he says. But Le Metzina Bugavna de Bittel. There's no case of Bittel. So Melech, if a Zayvayt will be Pail the Bittel, that you can't make a Din, you can't make a Tam Kikir here. Because the Chalev shteres the Dam, and the Dam shteres the Chalev. So if you hold any Surum of Atlan Zezeh, so good. You have a tam uriv of chelev and dam, and that tam asses everything. I could taste this combination of chelev and dam. But if you hold the surim of alam zezeh, even if it'll be asami der isa, but al kapanim, there's still genugis snagdis between the chelev and the dam, that you can't tell me that the combination of chelev and dam asses it. So there's no chelev, there's no dam. The chelev stares the dam stares the chelev. That's why it's mutter. But that's also because you hold the surim of alam zezeh. And that's the sheet of the Dagom Revava, that when you have one Kazayas Chel, one Kazayas of Dam, and 59 Kazayasim of Heter, it's only because, it's only if you hold like Rish Lakish, that Isurim of Alam Zezeh, then the Tam Uriv can come and ask the Teruvis. Now, Shayin, if you hold any Isurim of Alam Zezeh, Vaisis, even if they're not Mitzurv together for Malkus, but Stam, since they're not Mavatal Zezeh, so I have a Tam Uriv that asks the Teruvis Midaraisa. So these are the three Mahalchim, the Mahalchim of the Achrenim, the Prima Gadim and the Adhudam of Furish, that even by the same Isser, two different timim, it doesn't asa mi deraisa. The Mahalchim of the Achrenim, that one Kazayas of Chelv and one Kazayas of Dam, doesn't ask the 59 Kazayasim of Heter, has nothing to do with the Surim of Atlan Zezeh, even if it's the same Isser, Betzim the Svar would apply. They don't hold of this Svar of Tam Uriv. I don't have a Tam Chelv, I don't have a Tam Dam, and Mamel it's Mutter. You have the Mahalch of Reb Chaim and Hilchas Macholos Asuris, that if they could be mitzuriv together, so the tam uruv would ask the teruvis, but if they're not mitzuriv linyan malchus, so it's not a tam uruv, I don't have this isser, I don't have that isser, and there is no isser of the two together. And the mele, that's why the teruvis is mutter. And then you have the Reb Chaim Milchus Trumis, the Reb Chaim Milchus Trumis is saying, I need bittel, that's what Dagom Mevava holds. Without bittel, they don't have to be mitzuriv to ask the teruvis, since they have a combination of chelev and dam, that's alain ask the teruvis without the sword of bittel. On the day of the parish of Yisur Mevatlin Zezeh, that's what shteres the Chelev Adam from mastering the Teruvis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.